Hi, this is Ms. Goldstein.
How you doing, Ms. Goldstein? This is Aaron Jenkins from
Pittsburgh.
So I had Mr. Ron on the phone. I was explaining to him when I spoke with you on Friday.
Yes.
He gave me a list of stuff that he needs.
Yes.
So,
I just told him the same.
And,
okay.
And, absolutely.
Right. And exactly what you got is what she needed. That's what she just told me.
So
exactly,
what I received,
exactly what I gave you.
So what you did. So I'm going to tell Mr. Ron, what you gave me on Friday was Citizens Bank checking account 7050, November and December of 2024, 23 and 22. Then Citizens Bank checking account ending 6272, October, November, and December of 2024. And October and November 2023. That was the only bank statement that you gave me. Ms. Goldstein was saying she needed there's other accounts and joint accounts.
I don't even have. Well, listen, those the only three accounts I had in the last 10 years. The other accounts I wouldn't even know where it's at. I have no idea. Those the only three accounts. Those two accounts I had for the last 10 years, Citizens and PNB. The rest I might have had when I was 50 or something, but I haven't seen, if I got money in it, I wouldn't even know it.
All right, hold on there. Let me pull it up so we
okay.
can see if we're in agreement before we get into the two, there's two pensions, by the way, Aaron, just to let you know.
You got copies of that.
I'm not, Mr. Myers, I'm talking to Aaron right now, so give me one second.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're going to see if we can all get on the same page now. So, Aaron, you and I and Mr. Myers are going to agree on what accounts he has banking-wise, and then we'll review the other resource and the income. The one thing that I was sure of is that I was able to end a unemployment, which
okay.
was lovely. And you and I talked about that on Friday, 8-1.
Right.
So, what I have here, Mr. Myers, is as of 7:25, I have a Citizens Bank savings ending in 9583. That is a joint account. Mr. Myers.
Yes.
That is one of those accounts that you're disputing.
Why am I disputing? I only belong to a Citizen Bank with my wife, and that's only been within 5 years.
Okay, so do I have all the 5 year look back
for
the 9583 joint account?
Yes.
Okay, Aaron, do I have that?
We don't have it.
There we go. Discrepancy number one.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Excuse me. I ain't cutting either one of you off. What I'm saying is that Ms. Goldstein, when I went to the Citizens Bank, everything you told the lady, she told me she had copies of and sent it to me. She gave it to me. Exactly what you told her she needed. She's the president of that bank. And she said she sent it all to you. And she sent me a letter stating that everything you requested, I sent you and him. Everything you asked for, that's why she sent you. And the same thing.
Okay,
with PNC.
So I'm
going to
continue through the list because we do not agree that we have the 5 year look back for the joint Citizens Bank. We don't agree on that. We don't have them. It's missing. So there's one account so far. There's one account so far we're missing the five-year look back. So let's move on from that and see what we do have. Maybe we can whittle this down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. As far as Citizens, there's another checking and savings. Do I have, and this is for both of you, 6272 and 7050 5-year look back from Citizens?
So for me, I had, in terms of the 6272, I have 6272, I have October, November, December of 2024, and October and November of 2023 for 6272. That's what I have.
Okay, so we're missing a lot of 6272. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, and what did I drop off when I came to Montgomery County? I dropped off a pile of papers.
Yeah, that part of it is that it's such a mishmash. That's why we're having a problem partly.
Yeah, because. Erin, did you say
that you have all of the checking account for Citizens, the 21, 22, 23,
no.
24,
no.
and 25? Okay.
No, I don't have a 5-year look back. What I got from Mr. Myers on Friday was when it comes to, it was just 6-2, the account ending in 6272. Mm-hmm. I have October, November 2023, and I have October, November, December of 2024. Nothing in 2025.
Okay,
and
how about semi-annual for 21 and 22?
None of that.
Okay. So what I'd like you to do on that one is get everything for me. For 21 and 22, that's January and June, and everything for 23, 24, and 25. This way we'll all be on the same page. So far, we're missing two accounts. Let's move on. So for Citizens, there's another account ending, and this one is the one I think we have a lot of already. I think we're going to agree to this one. This is Citizens 7050. This is the main account. And I think we have everything, and I think you and I talked, Erin, that all we needed was 2025. You okay with that? Everybody? I think that was the only thing we needed.
From 7050.
Yeah. That was our best one.
Okay.
Okay. So just the year 25 is missing. Let's move on to PNC. PNC has a checking account ending in 2665, another joint ending in 3922, and a money market ending in 8015. That's a lot. I am hoping, for argument's sake, we can do all of that for the 5-year look back in one bundle, just PNC accounts, all three, two checking, one is joint, and there's a money market.
Okay.
Do you need the numbers, Erin?
2665, and the joint is 3922. The money market ends in 8015.
Perfect. Okay, so let's stop with bank resources. Mr. Myers, you're now hearing everything that's missing from the case so far. Still there?
Yes, I'm listening.
Okay, good.
Well, I'm just amazed. I just don't understand.
I understand that, but we're going to get this done for you, and you're going to have to rely on Erin and I, who are doing the work for you. I want to get this done like nobody's business, and some of this is just not the best accounting, And we have to work around that. And I'm going to do this. The minute I get this, I'm stopping what I'm doing. Because this is now the third time that I've been over this case in detail. And that's why I'm glad you're on the phone.
Right. I appreciate it.
Because when I call you, I'm doing it. I'm in it to win it with you. You have no idea. I have pages on this. Okay? Let's move on. Let's move on.
All right. Yes.
So let's finish resources, and then we will move on to the final part. Erin,
do you
have the life insurance current deck page, and who is the life insurance with?
Let me see. I have a State Farm. State Farm. Let me see. Billable loan repayment. Request for your policy loans in process. I have the loan balance. Loan balance, but not like a life insurance cash value page. I have that. Maybe I don't know, Mr. Myers. Did you have whole life with State Farm? Is that what you had, where you borrow from a cash value?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. This paper doesn't have the cash value. It has the money that you borrow from them. And that the loan balance is $2,500. But it doesn't list the cash value of that policy. So it has your billable loan repayment. And it has the loan balance of $2,500 with an interest rate of 5.8%. As of June 10th of this year, but it doesn't have the, you have a $10,000 whole life. Yeah, $10,000 whole life. I'm guessing your death benefit.
We got the benefit amount. What is the cash value?
Right. That's what we're going to need also, Mr. Meyer, the cash value of that policy.
And the start date and the policy number. So this is a phone call to State Farm. And an email, hopefully an email, with the start date, policy number, face value we know is 10K, what's the current cash value? So that's our final resource, that's MIA. Everybody agreed?
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Finally, we're switching now. We're switching gears.
Okay.
We know that there is retirement in the amount from Social Security, $1,329.30. Mr. Myers, you have two adjustable pensions. These amounts vary. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Do you receive 1099-Rs in the mail from them on a yearly basis?
Yes.
Did you send in the 1099-Rs for each of the pensions?
Yes.
Okay, let me see. Did you do that yourself recently?
No, I sent it to you. I sent it to that office when I bought those papers.
Okay, let me see if I have
Along with the pension, Social Security.
Yeah, I don't need that. Okay, so I'm looking for, maybe it's in here. Hold on one second. I don't want anybody to have to do another lick of work than we already have. Okay, this looks like a mortgage. No. I'm going to look at every single thing to see if I can find pension verification. What is this George Washington Memorial Park just a burial plot that's already paid for?
Is you talking to me?
Yeah, $990, just a burial park, already paid, only for your burial.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm good
yeah.
with that. All right. I'm still looking for the pension verification.
Okay, one is for 255 and one is for 300.
Okay, I have something that shows adjustable pension. I don't know where I got these numbers. It may be off your application. 220, 25 and 333,
right, yes.
But I'm not
yes.
seeing
yes.
I'm not seeing the actual verification. So I found something from Manhattan Life. What is this?
I don't know. I don't know about that.
Okay, hold on. Never mind.
I don't know.
Someone filed this incorrectly. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Let me get out of here. Give me a second. 4607 40. Looking for something. Okay, I'm back. Give me a second. I am going into just some weird stuff. Okay, I found something. Good news.
Okay.
Commonwealth of Pennsylvania.
Yes.
2024. This is one of the pensions.
Right.
And that one is for 360432
for
the year.
For the year. Right.
Yep.
And
okay, so
one,
I have that one. Is that
one is
THERS, correct? Let me finish. That one is THERS, the 3604?
Yes.
Okay, let me find the other pension.
Yeah, I have that also.
Okay, good. Let me find it, and that way we have something actually done.
Right.
Yep, I'm looking now. This might be Social Security. Okay, so this is Social Security. I don't need that. I'm just looking for one more. One more 1099-R, and then we are so done. Okay, what is this? This is patient porthole. No. Extraneous, still looking. So, yep, extraneous. I am not finding, and I'm still looking, the second income source, which would have been from, this says public school.
Yes.
Which public school is
the public school? Right.
City of Philadelphia.
That's the pension.
I don't have that. Yep.
Well, that's
okay.
The one.
I'm fine. You know, I swear it could be here, but I am not seeing it right now. So,
yeah, public school, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Just hunting and pecking because it's probably here. This is an Xfinity bill. See, this is part of the problem. I have a bunch of junk in here along with the stuff I actually need. All
right.
So, for argument's sake, I'd like the Philadelphia City of Philly, 1099-R. So we have our list now, Mr. Myers, and you can see why this case is not completed.
Right.
We're going to agree, all three of us. We've already discussed all the missing bank account statements. State Farm is in progress. And City of Philadelphia 1099-R. On receipt, I'm going to get this done. I'm going to call Mr. Myers back. Mr. Myers, do you already have somebody in mind who's going to be doing your caretaking?
Yes.
And
yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to do it. I mean, his company.
Yeah, family first, yeah. And we're going to stack.
Okay, good. And Mr. Myers, are your resources currently under the $8,000 limit with all of this?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll see. I hope so. Okay. Does anyone have any further questions for me?
Yeah. Also, Mr. Myers, with your pensions, retirement, Social Security, everything like that, are you under $2,900 a month in terms of what you receive?
Oh, yes.
Every month?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Okay. Yes, yes.
I think we were fine with the income. If I do a quick tab right here, it looks like we're under the income limit. The only thing I can't swear, and I won't swear until I see it, is what's in with the resources.
Okay.
So, Mr. Myers, if I get a joint account statement, I'm going to put that as a 50-50. And are you married any longer?
No. Well, we're planning on getting a divorce.
Okay, but you're separated.
We're separated. Yes.
Okay. Also, I can't run the SNAP until I receive that other pension verification. And let me see. I know I was going to ask you this. You would be needing, or do you have, you would be needing a new SNAP card, correct?
Yes.
Okay. While you're here, needs SNAP card. And let me see if I have in the right shelter and utility so I don't have to keep bugging Erin. Are you paying any rent or utilities,
yes,
Mr. Myers?
Yes, I'm paying rent and security. I moved to a senior citizen's house.
Okay, how much do you pay in rent?
$1,020.
Okay. And are the utilities included in your rent?
No, $89 a month for electric, just electric.
Is that included in your rent?
No.
Okay, that's separate. Okay,
yes.
Electric is separate. Any other bills? You have telephone, gas, oil, water, anything like that?
Cable.
Doesn't count.
That's,
do you have
that's,
telephone,
that's,
electric,
cable,
gas,
count.
Oil, water, sewer, garbage?
Telephone.
Okay, telephone and electric, billed separately. Got you.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see, filing taxes?
Yes.
Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, and are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay, and do you understand your rights and responsibilities that come along with receiving the benefits?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Any other questions? I think we got a hold on this. I'm hoping three times the charm.
Okay. All right.
Erin, any questions?
I had the list. Yeah. We need Citizens Bank, ID 9583, which is a joint account. We need all of 5 years for the ending account, 6272, and all of 2025 is needed for the account ended at 7050. For PNC, your look back for a checking,
all.
2665.
Yeah, all
joint
three.
3.9. And a money market, 80.
Yeah.
8015. Now, I will say this, from Allison in my New York office, when she sent me the email, she said that, I guess after our conversation with you, she said that the PNC money market account was received, the 8 ending in 8015. The Citizen.
Okay, hold on. 8015.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so hard for me to know what I originally had. What did she say about the money market? Tell me specific. Oh, hold on. I need, you're right. Okay, let me revise this. I have this here on my cheat sheet. For 8/15, I need the semi-annual for 21 and all of 23 and 24. Did she tell you that?
No. So you said you need.
That's why I figured just send me everything because it's so convoluted. Do you see what I'm saying? It's such a mess.
Yeah, I'll just have to get everything reset.
That's why I said I didn't want to go point by point.
Right.
I went through this line by line with Allison, and then she punted to you, and I'm like, hell you're doing the accounting now, because this accounting system is two thumbs down. And what we're doing is working around sloppiness and stuff that's just all over the place. So everything from PNC, State Farm, City of Philly Pension, and what we agreed upon with the citizens accounts, and everything MIA for PNC. Let's not reinvent the wheel. If you could separate these out, I'd greatly appreciate it. And do not send citizens with PNC. Send them separately, completely separately. Life insurance is a slam dunk. 1099 is a slam dunk. It's the bank accounts. It's just all over the map.
Yeah.
Yep. That's why I didn't want you to fret, because she and I, like I said, we spent an hour doing this. And that's
right.
Why when Mr. Myers called today, I'm like, nope.
Nope.
Not to be hard with anybody, but this is the third time I'm reviewing this at length.
Right,
so,
right.
Yeah. All right. I am going to count on this as we're, the next time I see this, I should have everything on my list. Mr. Myers, you are prioritized. That's for my sanity. And
okay.
That's all I have for now, unless anybody has any follow-up.
All right. So, Mr. Myers, I'll send you a text, right, of everything that Ms. Goldstein is saying that you need. Okay, so you'll have that. I'll send you the banking institution and what that account ends in and what's being requested.
Okay, that's fair enough.
Okay.
I'll wait to hear from you. Okay, I'll wait to hear from you.
Okay, we'll do that. All right.
Thanks a lot.
All right, Ms. Goldstein, I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Aaron. Thank you for your patience.
Yeah. You have a good one.
You too. Bye now.